Day 33. Babylon Hanging Garden. The Babylonian kingdom flourished under the rule of the famous king, Hammurabi. It was not until the reign of the Neo-Babylonian dynasty that the Mesopotamian civilization reached its ultimate glory. Nebuchadnezzar II is credited for building the legendary Hanging Gardens. It is said that the gardens were built by Nebuchadnezzar to please his wife or concubine who had been brought up in Media and had a passion for mountain surroundings. While the most descriptive accounts of the gardens come from Greek historians such as Berosus and Diodorus, Siculus, Babylonian records stay silent on the matter. Tablets from the time of Nebuchadnezzar do not have a single reference to the Hanging Gardens. Although descriptions of his palace, the city of Babylon, and the walls are found. Even the historians who give detailed descriptions of the Hanging Gardens never saw them. Modern historians argue that when Alexander's soldiers reached the fertile land of Mesopotamia and saw Babylon, they were impressed. When they later returned to their rugged homeland, they had stories to tell about the amazing gardens and palm trees at Mesopotamia, about the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, about the Tower of Babel and the ziggurats. And it was the imagination of poets and ancient historians that blended all these elements together to produce one of the world wonders. It wasn't until the 20th century that some of the mysteries surrounding the Hanging Gardens were revealed. Archaeologists are still struggling to gather enough evidence before reaching the final conclusions about the location of the gardens, their irrigation system, and their true appearance.